Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Dream Theme Thursday. It's June 1st. We are on June 1st already. I can't believe it. Tarek is leaving in 2 days with a Saturday, the 3rd. So 2 days, that's all we've got left is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So 2.5 days. And he's leaving to the East Coast back to Georgetown. I know last time we went to Georgetown, I met Wilma and I met Paul Clark. So we all got to meet for the first time there. This time I'm not going because now we all know what to do and he's going back and everything. You know, everybody knows each other, and they have shuttles now. We've figured a lot of stuff out since last year. So I won't be going back, but I'm so sorry I won't be going back because I really love Georgetown, Delaware. It was such a small town, and I think it is the smallest town I've ever been in. And they don't have a bus service, and they don't have a Starbucks. And the lady that I went to get my hair cut while I was there because I had all this time, and she'd never been to a Starbucks, and she was in her early 20s, and I thought, wow. I found them a little bit out of town, but, you know, I'm talking only 40 minutes away, and that means she was never even 40 minutes away from her town, and her dad owned a chicken coop, and it just was an amazing place. When I first thought of Georgetown, I thought I was going to, like, Georgetown. But no, there's different Georgetowns, just so you know, and this one is really tiny and really beautiful. So he's leaving to that, and I've got my work to do here, but it's an amazing time of year. So welcome to June. We're going to make it great. I know we are. But today is Dream Theme Thursday, and I got myself a couple of dreams. I enjoy the dreams so much that you guys send because they're just, you know, you think, well, I just had this dream and my hair was purple or something like that. And I thought, okay, that's not enough. But you guys have such a detail that it's amazing. So my first dream is from Susan Aurich, and I'm going to read it to you. It's Dream Theme Thursday. I have a dream of me sleeping and feeling birds in my hair. They were trying to make themselves comfortable and build a nest. When I woke up in my dream, they were tangled in my hair, and I had to rescue them. Two beautiful blue and yellow birds. What is it? Then she got some comments, and one of the comments was, oh, interesting dream, sounds special, but she's like, oh. And I was talking to the birds the entire time, of course. They were also losing some paint. They had paint in their feathers, charcoal paint. So just dust, almost like the dust on the wing of the moth or the butterfly. They were friendly, and I was helping them just to get out so they can move and enjoy being a bird. Make sense? Oh, move on being a bird. Make sense? Yes. Your wings, Susan, have just been really, really discovered in this last year. And you used to get caught in your own things, get caught up with yourself, get caught up with what you're thinking, get caught up with making decisions, and you used to get tangled up, even though you had that beauty in you and you had the ability to fly. But once in a while, we get dusty. But this dream is showing you and it's telling you that dusting yourself off and setting yourself free will always, always, always be in your hands. Sometimes you would get tangled. Sometimes you had to rescue yourself, but you didn't realize for a very long time how to rescue yourself. But now you can see yourself when you're walking into getting all tangled up, when you're going to get, but it never changed your colors. No matter what came on top of you, no matter what was thrown at you, no matter what got stuck on you, found out, it was just that you got dusty and all you had to do was wipe the dust off. And you can help yourself now. It's amazing to be able to see that and to feel that, because for a long time we walk around life and we feel like the world is against us, what we're doing is against us, we can't do this alone. How do we get out of where we are? What do we tell the people how we feel? Will they understand? How can I make them understand? Why will they understand? But what you don't get is that whatever you do in your life, that is what sets the pace. What you accept, others accept about you. What you apologize for, others expect an apology from you. What you cry about, other people will comfort you with. It's a completely different world, and that's what this dream is telling you. You now can rescue yourself. You now know that that's in your hands, and all you need to do is try. All you need to do is pay attention to what you love. And if you don't feel ready for it, you find out that all you have to do is remind yourself, wipe your own dust off so that you can fly, so that you can do this again. Because when we're young kids, before anybody said no to us, you can't do this because you're going to get hurt, because girls don't do that, because boys don't do that, just because we don't do that. We have the ability to understand that we can take ourselves in and out of anything we choose to in life. We don't feel barriers. Those barriers are taught to us. And you took those in, and it's taken you a lifetime to take that those things off of your back, out of your hair. They really didn't hamper you. They just held you back. And as they held you back, you learned to release these beautiful feelings, these beautiful adventures, these beautiful things you wanted to do, just like these beautiful birds. And the dream about it happening while you were sleeping, because in it you were sleeping and you felt the birds, was you felt like those restrictions were put on you when you didn't know they were being put on you. Because we're kids, we don't know. It's not like somebody's purposely hurting us. It's that our parents, just whatever they believe, whatever they think, whatever they want, that ends up being what you become. Not because of anything or anybody, it just is what you become. And look what happens. You're now free of all the entanglements you put on yourself. And that freedom comes with its own set of circumstances. But those set of circumstances will always be different, will always create strength, because now you know that that's what you're looking for. Now you know that that's what you're doing to yourself, for yourself, and with yourself. So now it's taken you from the unconscious mind to the conscious mind, in terms of what's going on in your life, what's going on with your friends, what's going on at work. Each bird represents something in your life. But all of those things in your life are in your control. And all it is dust that can be blown off with just, you know how easy it is to get rid of dust. So all of those restrictions were not permanent. They were temporary. And sometimes people say, well, it took me my whole life, but temporary means you can get rid of it. And you did. And you can. And you will. And the dream does make sense. And now you can be yourself, just so the bird can move on being a bird, you can move on being you. Everybody in your life that you have loved, you can still love. They may not be right for your life at this time, but you can still love and grow on. We don't have to take away what was tangled in our lives. We just need to understand it. That's a big difference. A big, big difference. A lot of times we think we need to erase our past or eradicate our past. All this is saying is set everything free so that your freedom can be free. I'm going to say that one again. Set everything free so that your freedom can be free. And the reason that's important for any of us, that's the lesson out of this for all of us, is that there is never a permanent scar on us. Every single thing we see, every single thing we feel has the potential to be healed, to be grown through. And the other thing left in the dream, you'd think, is there more? But there is more. The fact that it was birds in your hair and not a snake is a rebirth, not ants, ants are not being able to let anything go, but birds, birds that actually have wings, means that since you were born, you have always felt the need to fly. And I don't mean physically fly, like you're going to get up on a rooftop and spread your arms out. But you always had a need to have that freedom to leave wherever you are and land wherever you land. And the reason your life is changing now, and the reason your life is different now, is truly because you're doing that. And you're cleaning as a result of you living to the person that you are, the potential that you have, is all you needed. Because now you can take an objective look at your past, you can have an objective look at your future, but in the meantime, you can enjoy your life, and that's what you're doing. So that's a really interesting dream. You would think that, you know, there wasn't so much, but there were so many little parts in there that they were tangled in your hair. Your hair's still your hair. You help the birds are free. Freedom is here. Understanding is here. Respecting your past is here. Accepting a future that you may not be sure of is here, and you're okay in it all. It's a great dream. It's a very telling dream. Your dreams, the other ones you used to send were like really like these big dreams of all this stuff going on, but this one was just birds in your hair, but it means so much that no matter what you go through, wipe the dust off and go on, you will be fine. And Liam adds to this, flying without wings, flying on the wings of love. That's pretty much how we do it, how we can. So now I have another dream from Wilma. And Wilma says, for Dream Theme Thursday, I don't have vivid dreams, but I did have a dream before my surgery that I was floating in the water at night trying to get to this new place with my kids. I seem to have slowly sunk into the ocean, slowly, no struggle. Then the scene of the dream turned into a bright sunny day in what looks like Santorini, Greece. All was white and I was wearing white. Thank you, Nadia. I hope this dream is a permission to go ahead and buy a beach property. I don't think you need permission to buy a beach property. I think you just want to feel like it's okay, and it definitely is okay. But I will tell you this. This dream, the fact that you were floating at night is telling you there is no fear. Most people want to float during the day when they can see around them and the sun is out. But you were floating at night, which tells you you have no fear. You face fear. You can take fear and put it on its butt. You're fine. So when you had that surgery, before you had the surgery, and you dreamed you were floating at night, it just meant that there's no fear. And you were even with your kids. It wasn't that you were just by yourself, but you knew not only are you not scared, but you took your kids with you, and they learned not to be scared. They learned to trust you. And then you seem to have slowly sunk into the ocean with no struggle because you trust. So first you have no fear, and now you have a lot of trust. And then the scene of the dream turned into a bright, sunny day in what looked like Santorini, Greece. And because you trusted and because you had no fear, you knew that life was yours to have. All was white, and I was wearing white. It was like I know how they do baptisms, you know, and they start your life new, and they dip you in water, and they take you out. You did that for yourself in your dream. And the permission to buy a beach house is small compared to what this dream is telling you. This dream is telling you that you built enough strength to live through anything you need to face in this lifetime. And that you actually don't need permission. You just need to know if you want to do it or not. Because you don't have fear, and you do trust, and you have grown, and you do have understanding. It's a solid foundation to build any decision from. The fact that you're drawn to the water, and the water is like your cleansing, it's your fun, it's your adventure, it's your freedom. I can't see why you wouldn't buy a beach property. I wouldn't know why you wouldn't want to be around the water. But the permission is the word that I'm interested in most. Because the only person who can give you that permission is you. And your dream told you that. Right before a scary time of surgery, because anytime somebody has a surgery, even if it's an elective surgery, I know somebody who's having some plastic surgery soon, and, you know, they're scared to death because all of a sudden it's real that they're going to have surgery. It's not like a little thing. It's a big thing. But the bottom line is that it forces us to face our mortality. And what if something goes wrong? What if this? What if that? We start thinking stuff we didn't think of before. But the fact that you were floating at night shows how fearless you are. And you felt confident enough to include your children. And even when you slowly sank in, you didn't struggle. You surrendered to whatever you were going to face. And because you faced that fear, you came out on the other side of it. It was bright, it was sunny, it was safe again. Everything was clear, which is why everything was white in your dream. You knew exactly that you would be okay. No matter what happened, you would be okay. But the fact that your kids were with you made you realize that you were going to be with them as well. So let us know which beach property you buy, where you buy it. I know we saw some pictures this past week of some water and stairs and sand. So, you know, give it up. Let us know what's going on. It was very cool, a very great dream. So there's something else I wanted to talk about today before we left. So I only took these two dreams for today. And the reason I did that is I wanted to talk about the videos that we did that when Eliana came before the summit, she taped me doing three shows. One of them was Dream Theme Thursday, Questions Friday, and on Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. And she sent me these tapes, and I never posted them. I wanted to go through them and, you know me, with time. And so the last thing I do is get to my stuff because I want to take care of everything first. I try to take care of myself in the morning. Then if I don't get it done that morning, it has to wait. So there's always a lot to do. We're doing a lot. We're getting my sister and her friend are putting a website together for me. They want to work on that with me. And it's a company that they specialize in these kinds of websites. And if it weren't for my sister, I would have never even known where to start. And this woman was always ahead of my sister at work. And my sister said, you have to meet her. You have to try. You have to grow your business. And I understood it, but I never looked at myself as a business. And I don't know how I'll make that transition, but I'm praying to God that I do, because I need to be able to do this. So we're going through that. I just picked up books yesterday, so we now have Original Love is no longer sold out. So yay, I'm really happy about that. And we're putting Original Love on ebook form, which hopefully will be done by next week. So all of these things are all put in place and put in motion, and I'm really excited about it. And I knew that once I started this summit, just planning the summit, all of a sudden, Christ was very active in my life. Things started happening that were just like a little bit unusual for my life. And, I see Francis wrote in the chat, what a beautiful dream. It is a beautiful dream. Both dreams were so empowering as well, but not being fearful of a dark ocean is amazing. So getting back to this story, I have to say, you guys, the things that have been happening with Christ in the past even week have just been, it's been, I don't know how to put it because it happens so unexpected, but I'll find myself sitting with someone, or I'll find myself driving, or I'll find myself, you know, when I talk to God in the morning, I couldn't believe like these little moments where I'm literally, my whole left side, I can't even see out of. The energy of Christ has become so strong that it rivals the energy that I just run around with. And it's been just coming out, and I will sit with people, and I will be talking. And most people that I help, you know, they show up at my door. And I have someone like that right now, and they literally just showed up at my door. And I've known them for a long time, but we have never had these moments. This person knows I wrote the books. They know I saw Christ, but no one can conceive of what that even really means, so I'm finding out. I think, well, I told them, they know. Well, I saw Christ. Well, you know, he still comes around, and I still see him, and I still hear him, and I can't get away from it, and I don't want to, but it's here, full strong, right now. So I'm sitting, and I'm talking to this person about their family. And, you know, they've gone through some huge challenges in this past year. I mean, probably the most I've seen any family go through, and the entire family got scattered. They live in four different places right now. It's ridiculous what has happened. However, I was with one of them, and I was sitting in my car talking, and this person looks at me, and they go, Nadia, I don't know exactly what it is you do, but this is what you should be doing. You have insights that when I leave you and things make sense, whatever happened takes on a new form, a new color, a new way of thinking about it. And I can handle it. Because what the things you say, they're true. They're true. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I know. But I, you know, I'm just listening. But I'm like, of course it's true. And after they went through everything, I said, this is what God looks like when he's between us. God can't come down and talk to us. We would literally bust open from the energy. But God talks to us through each other. And this is how it feels. This is what it looks like. This is what it is. And he's really active in your life. And he said, but when I'm with you, I always feel God. I said, well, I believe very strongly in what I know. But as it happens every single time, it is a surprise to me. The feeling is beautiful. It's strong. It's amazing. So then Eliana starts telling me about these tapes. And yesterday we texted back and forth, and she kept telling me there was a blur, and I never caught it. For some reason, I'm like, oh, it was a blur. She replaced it with my hand. Okay, that's great. But then last night it hit me. I was like, Eliana, I want to see the blur. Because that's what happens when people look at me. Sometimes it looks like they're seeing double vision, but that double vision is me, and then there's the energy of Christ. And that I've heard a lot, but I've never seen it because I can't see it. It's happening to me. So I kept looking. It was just this little clip, and she sent it to me last night, and I just kept looking, and she's like, I wasn't moving. The camera wasn't moving. Nothing was moving, but you blurred out. And do you guys remember when I said I have to go back and read Origins of Truth again, which I haven't had the time, but I am actually making time for it. Now I'm going to actually download it into my phone so I can read it when I'm out. And I realized that that's something Christ told me in the beginning, that he will never be photographed. People will have to see it to believe it. But what happens is the energy is photographed. The lights, there's sometimes these perfect circles of light around me or around my head or around my body, and sometimes they're gold, sometimes they're white, but they're there. And that I've seen in pictures. So I wanted to see this last night, and I did. And it was amazing to me how it's just there. I never, ever stopped along the way not being amazed by this. So, Eliana, you know, thank you. Thank you, everyone who came, who was able to come to the summit. We got to experience different things like this. But it's just amazing. So thank you for videotaping those and filming those. I guess they don't videotape anymore, but filming those and putting them out, because we never get that feedback. I don't know what happens when I'm alone. I also have one more comment in the chat. Liam says, set everything free so that your freedom can be free. Maybe you need to listen to your own quotes. I feel your love for those closest to you, even us here or on Facebook, is so much. It might hold you back. Am I wrong? Love never holds us back. Are you kidding? You guys are like fuel in a jet. And Liam, or maybe you were bound to when God made the move. I will tell you, the one thing I've learned is that all along, I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm always exactly where I need to be. For some reason, we get scared of when we think things are slow or I can't get something done because of money. But what I found out, it was never about the money. It was about involving people. I have 10 seconds. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. I love you guys so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com. www.georgetownmedicine.com.